T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Are you aware of the broadcaster RJ Choppy? Have you heard of this person?
Yes.
Okay, he's back in the booth right now. He's very
excited.
Tell him
hi.
He wants to say hi. He's got a man crush on you, as you're aware.
Hey, I'm very aware of that. Tell him stay away.
Man, no! The stalking continued of Dak Prescott by Ralph James Choppy at the Dirk Celebrity Baseball game. It's Sean and RJ here coming to you from the AA Best Bail Bonds Mobile Broadcast Center. Sanjay Law, new Cowboys wideout. Dez Insulter? We'll talk to him at 9 o'clock when he sits down with us. But in case you missed it from earlier, after practice yesterday and their yoga session, RJ's man crush sat in the Twin Peaks hot seat. Number 4, who just had a birthday, Dak Prescott.
Happy belated birthday.
Appreciate it. Thank you guys for having me on as well.
What'd you do?
Just something called football practice. Mm-hmm. Enjoyed that, though. I mean, my birthday around this time has always been either in training camp or in college. It was reporting to training camp. So it's something I embrace. I realize how blessed I am to be doing what I love.
The reason we know it's your birthday every year at this time is because of the gift we gave you last year. Do you still have it?
I can't say I do. I'm not a liar, so I can't say I do.
What was it?
I've gotten a lot of gifts. In the last
year. It's something that you would, you know.
It was a phase for you. You went through a phase. It was small and it was moved.
White. It was white. It was white.
Yeah, I know. I'm right there on it.
Fidget spinner.
Oh, the fidget spinner. Man, freaking I need it right
see?
Now.
Listen, people think
I'm
that
fidgeting
you're,
right now. I need it right now.
People think you're a thoughtful guy. Yeah. All this. How you remember plays?
I'm much more of a gift giver than a receiver.
So. All right. Now, is your new gift this year like is your new? Do you have a last year? You were really in on the fidget spinner. Do you have a new kind of?
You know what it is. You've already stalked it out. Tell him.
Apparently, you're big into Tesla now. It's all you want to do now is Tesla, right?
The car?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I love my Tesla. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's all I want to do. I love my other vehicles as well.
Do you know that Tesla has made a surfboard?
No, I didn't.
$1,500 surfboard.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I can't surf. So
we asked the station if they would expense it while we're out here with the waves, but no, it they weren't having it. How's yoga out there?
Yoga's good. I'm already pretty flexible, so it's actually fun to do some of that and get into some challenging poses and things of that sort that I don't necessarily do within football.
Who's the most off balance when you're looking around?
The whole deal about yoga is being within yourself, you know, so I can be honest, I'm not really paying attention to the other guys.
He's in his chi.
Yeah.
You know, I'm locked in.
Where's your center? Where do you find your center at?
72?
Yeah. I keep them close now. I still keep them close. I get my little towel, and I'm right in between all those guys, so I keep them close.
How'd you lose all this weight? You're looking lean out there.
Yeah, appreciate it.
I didn't say you look better. I just asked how you lost.
Well, I know I look better, so I appreciate that. But, just eating right, cutting out some of the candy, not all of it, but cutting out the fast food and just definitely just trying to eat better.
All right, so what was the go-to fast food?
Oh, Taco Bell.
Ooh, that's me.
Wow.
All right, give me the order.
It changes often, but I'm guaranteed every time I go, I'm going to get a chicken quesadilla, probably a Mexi Melt as well.
Oh, okay.
The main order changes up.
No one else appreciates the Mexi Melt. I've never heard that. Chili cheese burrito, I waited for them to put that back on.
Yeah.
And are you a mild, medium sauce guy?
I don't need sauce.
No sauce.
No sauce.
Mm, Mexican pizza?
Oh, Mexican pizza is a big one.
Yeah.
Mexican pizza with the chicken quesadilla and a Mexi Melt, I'm good to go.
Did you still keep a cheat day or whatever, like you still have sodas or
no? I've never actually really just been into sodas, but every now and then I guess you crave a Sprite or something like that, and I'll have one. But I mean, that's every blue moon. It's not necessarily it's a cheat day, I'm gonna have a Sprite. It's but I have an off day coming up tomorrow, and I'll use a cheat day then. And the way you are talking about Taco Bell, you've got me mouthwatering over here.
Dak Prescott here on 105.3 The Fan. I thought that you lit up practice yesterday. My phone went from 100% to 3% with all the throws, the touch throws, the tight window throws. Was yesterday a standout day for you? Or
no, not at all. I mean, I definitely missed some throws. And, a standout day for me is no balls on the ground. So, I mean, There's some plays. I mean, if it's a close play and necessarily the receiver doesn't bring it in, I put that on me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've got to put it there and make them catch it, even if it does hit their hands or whatever it may be. So, yesterday I did make some good throws, but I judge my practice on from start to finish, from every drill that I do, team period as well. But it was a solid day, not up to the potential.
It was a great day.
It was terrific. So I was always wondering this because, you know, we thought you had a great day. And then in a regular game, you know, obviously you're going to win some games, you're going to lose. You're going to win games where you don't play well. Is there something, like a stat that you judge yourself on performance-wise that you kind of like to look at? Say, even though we lost, I still did this well or whatever.
I mean, it's hard to take stuff from a loss, but you definitely have to. You have to just kind of keep that confidence going for the offense and something to build off of even after a loss. So for me, it's about completion percentages, just figuring out the things that we did do well that, you know what, these things usually win us the game, and they didn't, and why didn't they? And so, I mean, it depends. It depends on the game. It depends on the defense. It depends on what I knew going into the game that they were going to give me or what was going to be tough. And then sometimes that's what I base it off of.
We know you're not going to give away plays or specifics, but – different wrinkles this year offensively. You're moving out of the pocket. You seem to be on the move a little bit. I don't know whether that's just designed against blitz periods, but can Cowboy fans expect to see a decent amount of new wrinkles, or you do what you do with running the football, play action, and you're doing your thing?
Yeah, I mean, we still have that base and who we are. That's not going to change. And as you said, that's that running the ball, that's that play action, those things off of that. But we have a few compliments coming off of that I'd say are a few new wrinkles. So there'll be some different things that fancy.
So I'm not going to ask you specifics about Dez and Sean. We got into a leadership discussion about input, and my take was you get your most important people or the guys you think that are their leaders, you ask their opinion, you take their opinion into account, and then you make your decision as the heads of the organization. Is that fair to say, like, whether you're asked about a play call or asked about a player, what do you know about this guy you're bringing in, your amount of input is how would you describe it?
It depends. I mean, it depends on situations. As I'd say, when it comes to necessarily cutting a player, bringing a player in, leaders of the team and so not aren't necessarily involved in that. That's more so, I mean, the scouting department, maybe the coaches, but the front office, that's where that comes into play. But then certain things, I mean, if it's a decision for the whole team or something like that, then definitely we have a leadership committee, and we meet with Coach Garrett pretty often. And in those meetings are when you find we'll discuss things that have been going on. We'll discuss things that may come up and how we're going to go about it and get our input on it. And we'll collaborate with Coach Garrett and come to a decision.
Future NFL MVP Dak Prescott joining us here on 105.3. He knows it. He knows it. You know, I don't know how much you follow social media during training camp, but when you made the comments on the anthem a couple days ago, some people didn't receive it very well. I was on the air the next day saying, look, I mean, you don't have to follow a crowd. You can believe your own beliefs, and you should be able to stand on that, and that's totally cool. What was your reaction to some of the criticism that you may have got?
I wasn't surprised. I knew with everything that I was going to say that there was going to come criticism. Anytime you get to talking about a controversial subject as such as the national anthem and the protest, you can't be right. Either way it goes. So you're going to have people that think you're wrong one way or another. So after my comments, I kind of expected that. So as I said, and as I'll continue to say, it is what it is. And that's what it is. I know our country isn't necessarily in the best position right now, but what's great about our country is that everyone's entitled to their own opinion and a free speech.
All right, we'll let you go with this. Just describe for the Tolos back home what you see in these two pictures. They all know RJ's obsession. So just take
remember
us
that
through.
One?
Do you remember where that was? And tell describe what's happening. Give us a little Brad Sham play-by-play.
Yeah, that's Radio Row right there. Walking down. And, you know, my man just comes up to me randomly and just grabs me by the shoulder, and that's kind of a what-are-you-doing reaction.
That is great recall.
Yeah, you don't like people touching you, do you?
I'm not into that.
And then we took a group picture after the interview last year, and you seemed to be checking the distance with you and RJ to the right. What's going on that one?
Yeah, I mean, I'm comfortable to the left, but over here to the right, he's getting in there, hands a little low, and I'm not exactly too comfortable.
The low back is fine. It's totally fine.
Go get yourself some Taco Bell. Thanks for sitting down with us, and we'll get you a gift next year.
Appreciate it, guys.
Dak Prescott in the Twin Peaks hot seat right here on 105.3 The Fan.
There it is, the Dak attack on the home of America's team. Sean Treve, RJ Choppy, and Roy White with you. Do you want to play Matthew Berry and what he said about Dak?
We can. Absolutely. Matthew Berry had a video posting yesterday about
ESPN Fantasy Guy.
ESPN Fantasy Guy is talking about where he would think Dak is drafted. Now, average draft position for Dak Prescott in fantasy leagues this year is a 13. He thinks he is more of a quarterback 21 or 22 when it comes to fantasy, and here's why.
The other top 20 quarterbacks, and that includes some mobile quarterbacks, saw just 13.5% of their points come via the rush. Like, if you just evaluate him only on passing stats, and I know he is a mobile quarterback, but right, you evaluate him only on passing stats, he was QB 16 last year. Andy Dalton finished ahead of him. Derek Carr, who was brutal last year, finishes ahead of him. Okay. So then you're like, well, but the rushing. He had 6 rushing touchdowns last year, 4 of which were from 10 yards more or out. Like, no other player in the NFL, forget quarterbacks, no other player in the NFL field had more 10-yard or more rushing touchdowns than Dak Prescott last year. I think that's really high. I think that's really hard to repeat. I don't have any confidence in his pass catchers there as well. So I think banking on a repeat in the rushing touchdowns and the rushing from Dak on a low volume offense to me is scary.
I agree with that.
Yeah, and to think though that he had more rush TDs of 10 or more yards than any other player in the NFL. All the running backs.
Wow.
He had more 10-plus yard TDs than those guys. I mean, he's right. That is going to be hard to repeat. That doesn't mean that he can't get the same amount of touchdowns rushing.
All right, so the guy in charge of the receiver, Sanjay Law, I can't wait for this.
Yeah.
Sits down with us on the fan cam at 9 o'clock. But yesterday, a little bit of a controversy from the G-Bag Nation.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones hosts the greatest party of all time every single year at Nobu Malibu, the sushi spot. It's the best scene. It's the best event I've ever been to in my life. It's not even close. The celebrities like crazy. And G-Bag is going to get to experience it on Tuesday.
And to get a gauge on this place, I have a buddy who lives out here who goes there every once in a while, and he says, per person, you can't get out of there for less than $200.
Woo!
Per person.
That's a lot of wasabi. So apparently Bassick, his invitation didn't get sent correctly. I think they got it worked out. It was in Mike's junk folder, so he got it. Well, we were trying to go have some fun with Stephen Jones about this. People say that Jerry and Steven and the Cowboys do listen to the station. We're not trying to toot our own horn. Mike, and this is part of the reason I love Mike, he's ruthless.
Yeah.
He is honest to a fault. He's been murdering the Cowboys. He's been crushing the Jones boys. He's just been destroying them for the longest time. So Mike Fisher and I try to go up and have fun with Steven about this whole party invite mishap. He wasn't having it.
With Cowboys COO Stephen Jones. Good practice today. Cheeto Awuzie was outstanding, I thought.
Yeah, I thought we had a great day today. I think these young guys just keep making strides, and as long as they stay consistent and, keep working at it, you know, there's a lot to look forward to here in terms of what these young guys are getting done.
All right, good. And thanks for doing that. Now, just between you and me, because maybe this is off the record, but the Mike Bassick Malibu party thing, he didn't get the invitation like the rest of us did, and he's a little bent out of shape.
You know, sometimes enough's enough. And, you know, I think he's gone too far. I just think, and being critical. I think that's one thing. On the radio, he never stops. And, you know, at some point, if you don't point it out, and, you know, our way of pointing it out, he doesn't need to be around us, in my opinion.
No party for Bassick?
None.
Okay, now I did hear that that you guys might have sent the email, but it bounced into his junk file or something.
Huh. No. First of all, the only one who belongs in the junk file is Bassick.
And what show is out here next?
Oh, my. That would be Gavin and Jeff Kavanaugh, apparently.
Really you know. I didn't hear this. This is what y'all were talking to him about?
Yes. We were trying to go up and joke. Now, look, if I was Mike, the compliment I would take is that, you know, Dallas Cowboys listen to what he's saying.
Yeah. Knows your name.
But apparently, listening a little too much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.